Hello in there. Did you miss me? I love the way you look in there. Leaving you on your knees in this closet with your hands cuffed behind your back while you're being slowly, ever so gently stimulated. Just enough to keep you on edge, but never enough to allow you to climax. Your need is so sexy to me. These have been some deliciously agonizing hours, haven't they? I know they were when I was in your place. Ah, the wonderful memories of my own internship. Those days taught me so much, as much as I was willing to learn. You look so excited and a little afraid when I suggested what I was going to do to you this weekend. I mean, you likely had fantasies about what kind of sweet, elaborate tortures I was going to perform on you, but this was simple, almost elegant. But you are here for a reason, and you know exactly what that is. I need you to satisfy me. These conferences are immensely boring, so everyone needs something to take the edge off, and for me, that is going to be you. Well, more like just those lips and that now proficient tongue against my already wet pussy. I was thinking about your predicament, thinking about how horny you had to be in this closet, and it turned me on so much. Oh, I can just hear the anticipation in your voice when you say, "Yes, ma'am." You know what is expected of you, don't you? That's right. So, I'm just going to position myself right here. And you can get to work. You're using your soft lips pressed against my pussy and tongue to just tease me, but I don't want that. I want you to be desperate to please me. You know I want you to lick my clit and kiss my thighs, make me cry out and come on your tongue. You know the exact sound I need to make. You've heard it so many times by now. I demand satisfaction. Oh, that's more like it. I want to hear you moan between my thighs, too. And after you've pleased me, then perhaps it's time for me to finally let you have the release you so desperately desire. So, the faster you make me come, the faster you can come, too. I'm not so cruel to leave you like this, even though I think I'd enjoy hearing you beg me for relief. Yes, that's the drive I want to see. I can see it in your eyes, too. You really want to excel at this. When I tell people you have a quick tongue, they say you don't seem very witty. If only they knew what you were capable of. I remember your first day of training. You were so awful at this, but you had a spark about you. You were so eager to learn and so willing to take instruction no matter how long it took. You took the work needed to succeed seriously, and you are so studious. All those long nights teaching you how to do everything that I expected of you, they were worth it. I'm sure your future girlfriend is going to be extraordinarily happy too. Yes, you've been extremely capable in the office, too, but this is your most amazing set of skills, and that is saying something. It's just too bad you can't put this on your resume, but I'm sure word of mouth will get around. And yes, that pun was intentional. Don't give me that look. But suck on my clit. I need you to. You want me to come on your face, don't you? Oh, those moans tell me everything. You are going to make some executive very happy. Oh, they are going to be so very pleased with your performance. It's going to be a shame to lose you, but we have to keep training new interns. Oh, I know you'd love to stay here indefinitely. I mean, I can see it in your eyes. But your talents are going to be needed elsewhere. Oh, I didn't ask for you to start again, but it is very much appreciated, and this ambition will definitely be rewarded, my sweet little intern. This is why you are going to get ahead in this industry. You are willing to work a little harder and go that extra mile to make sure your superiors are completely satisfied with your work.